Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Eric, who is en route to Leavenworth, is. Eric, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
How's the drive so far?
It's gorgeous. I'm just stuck behind one of three logging trucks.
Oh, don't watch Final Destination 2 then.
All right, Eric's ready to play.
I've seen it.
Everybody has seen that scene, right?
Uh-huh.
Eric is ready to play, Steve, so please get out of the studio. For those playing at home, Eric has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You may pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is Nike's signature symbol called?
Oof.
Correct. Which New England state is the only one that doesn't touch the Atlantic Ocean?
Oh, dear. Rhode Island, Connecticut.
No. In what decade was minimum wage introduced in the U.S.?
70s.
No.
60s.
No.
50s?
No. What dog breed is the fastest in the world?
Greyhound.
Yes. What beer does Homer Simpson drink?
Yeah.
Correct. What does DNR stand for in the medical field?
One more time.
What does DNR stand for in the medical field?
Do not resuscitate.
Correct. How many pounds are in a ton?
2,000.
Correct. In 1868, who was the first president to be impeached?
Andrew Jackson.
No.
Taylor.
No.
McKinley.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 correct you got there, my friend.
Oof.
Not bad. No, that's split right down the middle. There's nothing to be ashamed of there.
We'll see.
Steve returns from the other room. But is he ready?
Oh, yeah.
What is Nike's signature symbol called?
A swoosh.
Correct. Which New England state is the only one that doesn't touch the Atlantic Ocean?
I'm going to go Massachusetts.
No.
Maine.
No.
New Hampshire.
No. In what decade was minimum wage? Yes.
Damn
in what decade was minimum wage introduced in the U.S.?
Let's go 70s.
No.
60s.
No.
50s.
No. What dog breed is the fastest in the world?
What the hell are they called? A greyhound.
Yes. What beer does Homer Simpson drink?
Duff beer.
He does. What does DNR stand for in the medical field?
Do not resuscitate.
Correct. How many pounds are in a ton?
Pound 2,000.
Yes. In 1868, who was the first president to be impeached?
Nixon.
No.
1868. that's a little bit before his time. I'm going to go Taft.
No.
Cleveland.
No. In what country was AC/DC formed?
What country? Australia.
Correct. What is the fastest sense?
Speed.
No.
Sight.
No.
Sound.
Yes. Steve Miggs with time still on the clock.
So I'm flushing it out, man. Just trying to get the brain moving. It's still early. It's not even 7 o'clock.
You got 7 correct, which is a win.
Let's go.
7-5. Sorry, Eric.
It's all right. Good job, Steve.
Thank you, my friend. Aww. Be safe behind that logging truck.
The only New England state that does not touch the Atlantic Ocean, eventually got that it was Vermont. The decade that minimum wage was first introduced was the 1930s.
30s.
That was a minute ago.
And they never upped the amount. It's crazy.
And the first president to be impeached in 1868 was Andrew Johnson.
Andrew Johnson.
Yes. Congratulations on your victory there, Steve.
Thank you very much.
There is a new shirt available in the Rock Shop, and it has you reimagined as a Dogman character. It's quite lovely. People can get their very own I Beat Migs shirt at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
We have a new feature on the Odyssey app. It lets you leave us a voice message, and we're getting some in there this morning, Steve Migs.
People want to talk Mariners and also the Nintendo Switch.
Great topics. We're going to slide into our VMs after Sublime.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby. It's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
You can slide into our VMs anytime you please. Just head over to the Odyssey app, and there is a little way inside of it to leave us a voice message. Cool feature, Steve.
Absolutely.
What's it looking like this morning?
All right, let's check out this voice message right here through the Odyssey app.
Kentucky Steve, make sure you've got your ears open for the sound of dueling banjos, because you sure do got a pretty mouth.
What is happening?
What are we doing right now?
Going to Kentucky.
Have you ever been to Kentucky?
I have.
What?
Do tell.
So I went to Kentucky by way of Tennessee when I was in high school because I was in Future Business Leaders of America. Yes. Look at me leading business in the future. And we had a national competition in Tennessee, but Louisville, Kentucky was like pretty nearby, and there's a Six Flags somewhere in that vicinity. So we drove up to Kentucky to go to Six Flags.
How's the Six Flags in Kentucky?
It was awesome. It was amazing.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I'm like a coaster girl, so I love a roller coaster. So I will chase a roller coaster wherever it is.
Oh, you and me both. Whenever I travel to anywhere, I kind of like assess and see. Like when we did, for one of our radio conventions, we were in Atlanta, and I think that was like one of the first things that me and Danny were trying to figure out. I was like, is there an amusement park nearby? And sure as that, there was, and it was amazing.
I haven't been to an amusement park in a minute, too. I need to go.
Yo, this year we're going to Austin, Texas. Is there any amusement parks in Austin, Texas for our radio convention?
That would be awesome.
I would be so down to.
Honestly, I feel like going to an amusement park with you two would be great because we'd be sprinting from spot to spot. Like we would maximize our time.
Nothing sucks more than when you go to an amusement park with someone who doesn't like rides. I'm like, why are we even here? I just like being here and walking around. I'm like, no, we got to go on the rides.
You can just go get your steps in at the mall. We're going to do rides.
Right. Okay, here's our next voice message through the Odyssey app.
Hey, so what's going on with this Mariners game? Are we meeting before the game at the Penn? I know you guys talked about that before. Beat Migs, are we playing it? Hopefully the Mariners win a game. Jeez, today sucked.
Yeah, yesterday's game did suck.
What was the final score? It was like 5-2 or something?
5-2. Suarez, who used to play with the Mariners, who I liked when he was on the team, and now he's playing with Arizona, hit a grand slam.
Playing very well.
Yeah. I'm hoping they'll still be able to turn it around. But yes, so what? We're going to be there on Wednesday. It's an afternoon game. We have discounted tickets. So if you want to go to the game, save a couple of dollars, just go to KSW.com, click on the little logo that says that we're going to be at the Mariners game. Plus, not only are they discounted, but a couple bucks of the tickets will go towards Bike MS,
which
is near and dear
excited.
To your heart. So, come hang out with us. And if you're planning on going, wherever you're sitting, we'll be hanging out in the pen before the game. And I believe, Taryn, you have whipped up some questions. So if anyone wants to play Beat Migs with us at the Mariners game, by all means, let's make it happen.
There may be a few baseball-centric questions.
Maybe
do your research.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about the Switch. Now, I mean, which is kind of funny. Mariners are owned by Nintendo.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
My wife's been bringing up the Switch for the last few months. So yesterday on my break at like 9:15, I went to Target in Arlington. And I waited 3 minutes behind one other guy. And $600 later,
ooh,
I had a Switch too.
Ooh. You know, I mean, at least you have to wait like hours upon hours to drop $600.
I mean, I feel like the most people had to.
Dude, did you see how much money they made from the Switch?
Tell me.
The new Switch console shattered records when it came to in the world of video games, selling over 3.5 million units. Not making $3.5 million, but 3.5 million units at $600 a pop in just 4 days since they launched back on June 5th. It's the fastest selling system in the company's history. He said he paid $600. Maybe he got like the high-end Switch. Maybe it's like gold-plated or something because it's priced at $449.
Well, or maybe like a package.
Yeah.
You get Mario Kart with it or something because it's Mario Kart World now.
That's right.
Yeah.
And also, I guess, with Donkey Kong Bonanza.
Ooh.
That's coming out July 17th. Big game. I don't know anything about it. I know Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
With a larger HD screen, a faster processor, and the new Joy-Con 2 controllers, wow. Which is what I've been waiting for.
Joy-Con 2.
I was not a fan of Joy-Con 1.
The OG.
Yeah. It was like, you know what? Come back to me when we got Joy-Con 2. I have no idea what any of this is, and I still want one.
I'm not a big video game guy at all. Like, I play Grand Theft Auto, and that's the only time I usually buy a new console. However, I don't know what it is about this new Switch 2 that came out. I was like, and I saw Mario Kart World, and I was like, you know, maybe it's time to buy a Switch 2 just for Mario Kart World, because that just sounds so epic.
Did you just say that you have to buy a new console every time there's a new Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah, because by the time they come out, they've updated the consoles.
I wanted to make sure I heard that right. That sounds like a very expensive video game. The one video game that you like, Danny.
We're still waiting for Grand Theft Auto 6, right?
Oh, it comes out sometime, and then, like, I think it's around Christmas. And somebody can correct me if I'm wrong. But the last time I bought a console was the PlayStation 3. I have not bought one since then, so I got to buy a PlayStation 5.
I'm looking. It'll be out just in time for Barrett's 21st birthday. So you'll be able to get it then. Yeah, dude, I'm the same way. Last thing I think I had was the Xbox One.
Oh, wow.
So, I had a PlayStation 2, and I used to do that, too. I'd be, like, so excited about a new wrestling game. Oh, I got to go buy the new PlayStation in order to have, like, the new bells and whistles, and I never get around. I'm like, what did I do? I just wasted a lot of money just to play a game, like, 5 times.
I have not had a video game console since I had a Sega Genesis in the 90s, guys.
No.
I'm so out of touch.
We should all get Switches.
Should we? Are you buying?
No. The Daily Mix Show.
All week long, we are celebrating the dads that rock with Dads Rock. Father's Day is coming up Sunday, so we've been catching up with some of our favorite rock star dads. And today, we've got Aaron Jones joining us at 7:20.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Leading up to Father's Day this Sunday, all week long, we are celebrating dads. It's Dads Rock.
Dads Rock.
And we have one of our favorite rock star dads on the phone right now. It is Aaron Jones from right here in the beautiful PNW. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, my friends. How are we?
We are doing great, and happy early Father's Day to you, my man.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, I need that, dog. I need that. I was up with the baby last night till 4 o'clock in the morning, Woo! Not doing nothing.
So I was going to ask you, so Father's Day has got to be busy, because I mean, it's crazy for me with just one kid, but you have more than one kid. Like, how is Father's Day for you?
A zoo. It's a zoo. It's wonderful. It's a blessing, man. I mean, yeah, I got 5 kids, and Father's Day is always a real special day around here because, you know, man, we all just get to, it's not really so much about dad as it is about all of us. You know what I mean?
I you know, dude, I'm with you. Like, it's really a different kind of an F day. It's a family day.
But it, like, yeah, it is.
Like, because Father's Day for me would be like, hey, everyone leave me alone. Let me watch professional wrestling for like the next 8 hours. But my wife and kid are not having that. So you get to celebrate being exactly. a dad and being in a family. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like Father's Day is really more about family day. I mean, Mother's Day is too, but I think Mother's Day really is about taking the time to honor the sacrifices that moms make. I think Father's Day is more about, hey, man, you're here, and we love you.
So what do you got planned? Like, because I know, like, my wife's like, what do you want to do? I'm like, honestly, let's just go to Trapper Sushi. Like, I just want to eat some sushi, hang out with you guys, and that will be the perfect Father's Day. But what is it for you? What would be a perfect Father's Day?
A perfect Father's Day for me, man, playing Rocket League, man. That's about it. Playing video games and, like, you know, watching some Ultimate Frisbee on TV, which sounds counterintuitive, but it's what I do.
So, Aaron, you know, you got 5 kids. Have they all experienced seeing you performing live now at this point in their lives?
They have. Yeah, they have. They still think I'm not very cool.
Oh, no! Like, what else do I got to do, kids?
Yeah, dude, I'm always telling my daughter, I'm always like, hey, man, like, you know, tell your friends I'm a rock star. She goes, no one knows you, Dad. I'm like, all right, well.
Oh, my God! That's so brutal. So the 5 kids that you have, do any of them seem to be already following in Dad's footsteps and have, you know, some musical interests or musical capabilities that you can already sense at their young age?
Yeah, they all have some musical interests. They're all into doing something. My daughter she sings, and she's been teaching herself how to play piano. My son's really into composing music right now. My 3-year-old is really good at recognizing matching tones. So he likes singing stuff back at the tone he hears it. So all the kids kind of have a little bit of the bug, you know. Only person who doesn't is my oldest son, who's 9, and he just likes video games. He doesn't care about anything about music. Nothing about music at all.
Now what we got to do is get one of your songs featured in a video game.
Yeah, and he still wouldn't care. He'd be like, oh, cool, man. Nice. So you have money for clothes. Cool. Let's go shopping.
I love that you're saying this, because it just triggers a memory that just recently happened. We recently got a new pup, and shout out to Caleb, who gave us one of his dogs, and he brought his kid with him. And his dad was a listener of the show, which was really cool and humbling. But then he's like, oh, you know, to his son, he's like, this is the guy listening on the radio. And his son's like, I don't know who this is. And my daughter, who's 5, that was the big takeaway when we got back home. She's like, Dad, that was hilarious when his son didn't know who you were. And I'm like, oh, the trolling has begun.
Dude, it's forever, like, around here, man. These kids are always being trolled by my children.
We're talking with Aaron Jones. And Aaron, out of curiosity, I know you go back and forth to Nashville. You work on things. Can you tell us what's on the horizon or any shows that you have coming up that we can share with our audience?
Yeah, you know, I've been working on a new record. We're really close to being done with it here. We got a bunch of songs. It's one of the best records I've done so far. I mean, in all the years of, it's been the most hands-on I've been in terms of songwriting and production and musicianship-wise. And then in terms of playing shows right now, I'm laying low, man. You know, like I've been touring for the last 5 years straight, man, and so this is the first year I can kind of lay back a little bit, kind of focus on the record. I got some stuff happening in August, playing at Rocklahoma on the first week of August, and then I have another show we haven't announced yet, but we'll be next to that pretty soon.
Well, I got to imagine if your kids keep trolling you, you're probably going to announce a tour happening very, very soon to get out of the house.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting the hell out of here.
Aaron, we appreciate you taking some time out, and happy Father's Day to you, and I hope you have an awesome day playing some video games.
Hey, you too, man. You know I will, dude. All right, yeah, thank you guys very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Aaron.
Much love.
All right, guys, bye.
The Daily Mix Show.
How well do you think you know rock music? Call 206-803-ROCK if you believe you are a rock music aficionado. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls after Aaron Jones. Loudwire put together an article. It's a new study that asked 3,000 Americans which band they think best represents dad rock today.
I think it's interesting because they say emphasize today because it's not now like it's not like Steely Dan or Hall and Oates. Like the older classic rock type bands are actually bringing in some more like contemporary or I say contemporary, but to a young person, there are old bands like Linkin Park and like the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Limp Bizkit's considered to be a dad rock band now.
Like we're talking 90s, 2000s.
Pretty much.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
The other bands you mentioned, they're grandpa rock.
They are.
Right?
Led Zeppelin, AC/DC, Nirvana.
It might be called 6 Feet Under rock now.
Oh, sad.
I know.
We got to go track by track with this, though. So the way we play the game is we start with the drums and we add in the other instruments, and then you try to guess which dad rock band it is.
The goal is to try and figure it out before the vocals kick in.
And we have Richard from Granite Falls on to play the game. Richard, are you a dad yourself?
I am.
How many kids do you have?
I have one, a 14-year-old boy.
What do you got planned for Sunday?
Absolutely nothing.
Let's go.
Nice.
Perfect dad Father's Day celebration.
100%.
Jackass. All right, you ready for your first song? Now, this one is considered to be the number one dad rock band, and they were overwhelmingly picked number one as they had double the amount of number two as far as percentage votes. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, we'll start with the drums. All right, Karen has no clue. Danny's clueless on this one as well. Let's put a little bass into the mix. Number one dad rock band. You guys need some guitar?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not really hearing anything. Oh, there we go.
I can't believe nobody got Nickelback.
Wow. They put this at number one?
Nickelback.
I'm not really a big Nickelback fan.
Me either.
Well, that just seems like a problem that both of you have. Their documentary now can be watched, I think, on Netflix. It's really good.
Awesome.
It's time to get educated on Nickelback, boys and girls.
The number one dad rock band.
Add it to the list of things I will not watch.
Okay, number two. We'll make one member of the show very upset because it's now considered to be dad rock. Are you ready, Richard?
I am ready.
All right, let's start with the drums again. Oh, actually, wait, let's go with number three, because that one's just Van Halen. So here we go, number three. Little bass. Taryn's got it.
I think I got it.
That sounds like Motley Crue.
It's not Motley Crue. Think more Danny V. A band that he likes.
Well, let's hear some guitar.
Here you go. There you go.
Yeah, nice work, Richard.
Danny, how do you feel? Blink 182 is considered to be dad rock with Van Halen.
You know what? Having my 11-year-old daughter sit with me right now, I know she thinks it's dad rock, so I'm fully in for it.
Lily, do you think Blink 182, Lily, how old are you, first of all?
11.
Do you think Blink 182 is old person rock?
No, because a lot of kids in my grade like it.
Oh.
This is what happens, though. Comes back around and it becomes hip again.
No, so. Taryn, it stands the test of time. Is what the great poetry of Blink 182.
Don't show your delusion behavior in front of your daughter. The Daily
Mix Show. Would you like to try to beat Steve this morning? Call 206-803-ROCK. And hopefully you were listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40 on the men's room where we gave out three correct answers. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.